Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to LA FPI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights, and today I'm going to be speaking with Stacey Jones and Megan McCauley from the Hollywood Fringe Festival, which takes place June 16th through 26th. Stacey is a co-founder of the festival and its director of publicity. She moved to Los Angeles in 2007 to help create and produce the Hollywood Fringe Festival and works at a small PR company in Santa Monica while pursuing performing, writing, and producing new work. Megan is a producer and performer based in Los Angeles and was a former participant in the festival before becoming its outreach coordinator. So welcome to you, Stacey and Megan.
Thank you.
I wanted to start out with the title. You know, I know there are fringe festivals that take place all over the world, but what does the title really mean for you guys?
Well, fringe for us is kind of the definition of emerging artists and artists that don't always have the opportunity to put up their work in the conventional sense. So we give them a platform and a forum where they're able to have the freedom to fail and the freedom to put up work that they wouldn't otherwise be able to put up. That's kind of how I think of the fringe.
Yeah, I definitely would go with that as well. I think it's giving people the opportunity to take the small work that they might want to produce with their friends or with peer groups and things like that and put it in front of an audience. It gives LA artists and international artists, people from all over the place actually, it gives them a container to produce that work.
It seems like also in addition to opportunities for putting up work and seeing new work, it seems that the Hollywood Fringe Festival also offers a chance to form community among artists. So has that been true in your experience?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can say, speaking from my point of view, last year in the festival I was a participant. I came from out of town to put up a show, and it struck me immediately. The very first Hollywood Fringe event that I went to, people were genuinely very interested in meeting one another, in developing relationships with each other, and supporting each other. And I think that that was something struck me right away. And in the last year, you know, now that I've become involved with the festival, seeing that community grow in huge ways has been really exciting. So definitely.
We've also had a lot of groups go on to do extended runs of their shows that they did at the 2010 festival. They've made new contacts and had new directors doing their shows or using different production companies that they wouldn't otherwise have gotten to meet if they hadn't done the Fringe Festival last year. So we've seen a lot of that, a lot of kind of networking that's led to new runs of things or extended runs of things that were in the festival last year.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic, because that's obviously partially what the LA FPI does too. So can you give listeners an idea of how somebody might get involved as an artist, maybe for next year or even as a volunteer?
Well, actually, you can still volunteer now if you'd like to volunteer for the Hollywood Fringe Festival. We'll always need a hand. With over 200 productions, we have a lot of people that we need to get out and talk to, and a lot of buttons to give out as well. And sorry, just some activity in the box office here. You can also contact support at hollywoodfringe.org if you're interested in volunteering. But maybe Megan can take this for 1 second.
Yeah, as far as being an artist that gets involved in the Fringe, I definitely think volunteering is a great way to start. What you would want to do to get involved next year as far as putting up work, whether it's play or dance or, you know, magic or puppetry, really anything you want to do, it's just a matter of getting your own support team together, finding the group of people that you want to work with, and then what you would do is you shop for a venue. We have different venues that are registered as Fringe venues, almost 30 of them this year, different theaters and spaces in Hollywood. And once you've made an agreement with them, you then register with the festival, and the festival supports from there. The festival really serves to put you in touch with people that can help you on your show, to be a support system, and to introduce you to just the Fringe community, which has grown quite a bit, even just between last year's festival and this year.
That's fantastic. Excellent. Last question. We did some informal research because LAFPI is devoted to promoting female voices in the theater, and found that approximately 39% of the projects being showcased this year at the Hollywood Fringe Festival are either written or co-written by women. And I say approximately because our intrepid researcher, Jan, went by first names and sometimes names are completely completely clearly gendered, but has that been a goal of the festival, maybe to encourage more female writers and performers?
We definitely want to see works from everyone. So, of course, we really want to see female playwrights. We want to see new playwrights. We're really focused on new work and emerging work. I wouldn't say that we particularly go out just specifically for women, but, of course, being women, Megan and I really like seeing that.
Absolutely.
So it's very encouraging to us to be able to see our peers, women being able to put up shows that they've, you know, put a lot of passion and work into and they wouldn't have otherwise had the opportunity to produce. So that's really inspiring to see, at least for me. But, of course, we really encourage people from all kind of walks of life, different cultures, different countries, different points of view. So we really like to see that from everybody.
I have to agree. I think, I don't know if it's necessarily been a focus to reach out to more women, like Stacey said, but I think the great thing that the festival does provide is support for everybody, whether you have been producing theater for 30 years or you're a professional actor or this is the first thing you've ever done. I think the Fringe really focuses on giving the same support, the same resources, the same network to every individual. And I think that's been really encouraging for a lot of people to see that they can show up and whether they know, you know, LA theater from A to Z or they've only just gotten started, there's a network there for them with the Hollywood Fringe.
Excellent. So this may be a question you don't even have time to think about right now, but I was wondering what's coming up next for you guys.
What's coming up next? As far as outreach goes, which is what I've been working on this year, we are doing a couple of awesome community opportunities, community events, even during the Fringe Festival. One of them is we are participating in the Los Angeles Pride Parade, which is this Sunday, June 12th at 11 a.m. So we're going to have 50 Fringers there, and they are all going to be dressed up crazy out there to promote the festival, promote their shows, and celebrate L.A. Pride. We also have an assembly this year, actually, which I'm really excited about. At Bancroft Middle School, we partnered with LAUSD to get some Fringe shows out for students. So we've got 300 kids coming to see a Fringe show, actually. We're taking it to their assembly, their auditorium, and bringing the Fringe to the young people of Hollywood. So that's probably something I'm most excited about here in the coming week, what's next for that, getting the Fringe to students.
That is very exciting.
Immediately next for me is helping to do this festival and make sure that we get through it all right. But I'll be doing a lot of interviews of participants that we'll be putting up on our YouTube channel. So I'll be going out every day and interviewing anywhere from 4 to 12 different participants, different staff members, different volunteers, and other audience members of the Fringe, and we'll be putting up a video daily from all the interviews from the previous day.
What's the address or the tag for your YouTube channel?
It's Hollywood Fringe is the name of the YouTube channel.
Cool, so people can find it. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today. I know you're very, very busy.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much.
The Hollywood Fringe Festival runs from June 16th through June 26th at various venues in the Hollywood area. For more information, go to www.hollywoodfringe.org and search by show title, venue, or genre. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafpi.com.